everyone. I'm Gary Nall. Nice to be with you today. We're going to begin our program today by talking about how we can help lose weight, especially if we're, let's say, having some trouble. We just can't seem to get those pounds off. Well, good news from the California Polytech State University. Blueberries can help you burn fat. This was published in the peer-reviewed journal Nutrients, and they found a greater ability to burn fat during exercise among men who consume freeze-dried wild blueberries. And this is really interesting. It's how much your body changed in its metabolism after consuming the blueberries. Why blueberries? Why wild blueberries? Because they're very rich in a plant pigment called antho, A-N-T-H-O, cyanidin, C-Y-A-N-I-N-S. And those are really abundant in blueberries. And then they collected blood samples before and after, even 10 minutes during the initial 40-minute control exercise protocol on a bicycle, and urine samples as well. And get this, for the people who ate the wild blueberries, they increased the rate of fat burning by 19.7%, 43.2%, 31% at 20, 30, and 40 minutes. That's really terrific. So what does this mean, and how can we use this and even expand on it? You've heard me mention, if you watch this program with any regularity, that after a meal, we should go for a nice walk, ideally about 20 minutes. Why? Because then as the meal is being broken down and digested for absorption, utilization, assimilation, and elimination, you're also able to maintain a normal blood sugar level. It's not going to spike, because a lot of people eat bad food, unhealthy food, and then they just sit there after a meal at a desk, let's say at work, and they're not using any calories. So there's an excess amount of glucose in the blood sugar. So it spikes up. That's not good. It's bad for your heart, your eyes. Even that process of spiking the protein up or spiking the glucose up causes an increase in inflammation. So go for a walk. Not even a fast walk, just a nice brisk walk. And that helps your muscles, your metabolism, and it gets the blood sugar where it needs to go inside the cells. So your blood sugar stays more normal, especially important for people who are pre-diabetic, may not even know they're diabetic. But if you're overweight, there's a high probability you're pre-diabetic. So something simple and easy. Now, something also easy is we become conditioned and understandable when you see the same commercials when your school teacher, used to be home economics teacher, would tell you about what to eat to be good, and they told you about the food pyramid. Now, here are the foods that you must have on a daily basis. The basic four. Remember, you had to have your meat, you had to have dairy, you had to have your white bread products. So people thought it was completely normal to eat the white bread. My mother, you know, she didn't want us to be unhealthy, but she followed the same advice. She'd give us a grilled cheese sandwich, that's white bread, with a piece of cheese on it, and you know, I grill it up with some Campbell soup. And that was our lunch almost every day. But she had to make sure that she got us meat three times a day. Now, I didn't like meat, and so I would have oatmeal with some nuts and raw honey in it and some fruit. When we had fruit, which was in season, because outside of season, everything was jarred with sugar, and vegetables were in a can or jar with salt, a lot of it. But they did what they were told to do. In this respect, my mother was no different than probably all the other mothers. They wanted to provide their family with the best they could. They keep them healthy. And we were wiry. We ran everywhere or rode our bike. And we were healthy, even without a perfect diet. Now, we had way too much protein, and that damaged our heart, gave us too much iron, which damaged the heart. And when you don't use the protein in your body, it can't be stored, it has to be broken down. It's called deaminization. In the process of creating deamination, we create a byproduct called urea, also ammonia, that creates toxic reactions in the kidneys and the liver, our organs, and help us eliminate the waste out of the body. Not so with vegan protein. So I'd like to consider switching from animal protein, which we do not need in your entire life, outside of your mother's milk. You don't need anything from an animal for your entire life. And the people can't believe that, because so many people eat meat, and not just meat, but they're eating. Have you watched these commercials now? They just keep getting you more and more and more. Even a pound of food in a single burger. And that's because people want what they see on television. And if you can eat one meal and be completely full for hours, creating satiety, well, that's what I want. But that's not what your body needs. This study from the University of Exeter in the United Kingdom shows that vegan protein supports your muscle building as effectively as animal proteins. My hometown, we didn't have a YMCA, it closed. So those of us who were athletic, we got together and we renovated a little garage, just a normal garage. And we took all the weights we could together and we put them in there. And there were about seven of us. And we lifted weights. We weren't bodybuilders. We were power lifters. Bench press, deadlift, squat. And we were strong. I got up to 236 pounds. Same waist, all muscle. There's some photographs up on my website of these early years. It was fun. But one of the guys there, his name was Big Jim Brock. Wonderful guy. The most easygoing sense of humor, but a huge guy. I'm guessing he was 6'8". He was about 285 in weight. He was the strongest of everyone, but he also ate the most. Now, he was a friend. So we go out after working out, and he was hungry. He wanted to eat something before he went home to eat, right? So we'd stop off at a place, and he would order five hamburgers. He'd eat all five hamburgers with the French fries, and I'd be sitting there thinking, where's that food going? He had a ravenous appetite, and then he would go home and eat. And he would eat sometimes six, seven eggs. Again, he was good-natured, couldn't ask for a nicer person. Gentle giant, he was big. But I'm thinking, that's an awful lot of protein. Now, I was not a vegan, I was a vegetarian, so I would have non-fat dry milk. And that's what a lot of the bodybuilders or weightlifters use, non-fat dry milk, because we had this myth that we had to have more protein in our diet. That was all wrong. What do we know, right? I'm a young, naive, not terribly knowledgeable person in West Virginia and trying to live my life as I could. So when I heard, oh, if you want to lift weights, have more protein, I'd throw scoop after scoop after scoop into a quart of milk and blend it up and drink that down. And I noticed that my eyes were always puffy. I had bags under my eyes. And I also would wake up in the morning and I'd have a little bit of mucus in my eye right there and there. And I never knew that that was from my dairy. I was allergic to it until I gave up all dairy when I was running. I didn't do that till I came to New York. But in any case, we were eating way too much protein. And no one ever thought it was unusual. Now we realize, wow, that was really not smart. But when I got to New York and I went running around Central Park, and I was just, it was just too hard to run. I was too big carrying all that muscle. So I trimmed down to a really nice, at 6'2", 190 pounds. I wasn't racing. When I went to race, I dropped another 20 pounds down to 170 and then got thin. Too thin, but at least I was taking in only plant-based protein. So here's my suggestion. Get your protein from beans. Get it from tofu, tempeh. How about some nuts and seeds, sunflower, pumpkin seeds, the nut butters, they're rich in protein. So when I make my protein shake in the morning, I bring in about 20 grams of protein, which serves my needs, 20 to 25. And you have your protein three times a day. You can have it in a smoothie. You can have it in a warm cereal. You have some steel-cut oatmeal or millet. You can easily have 10 grams of protein in that. Then you add in some nut butter. Now you got 15 to 18 grams. So all these things, hemp seeds, chia seeds, yeah, and they're good also as protein. So we got protein a lot of things. It's just we haven't been told that's good for protein. No one ever think, well, you mean I can get my protein by having 3 tablespoons of chia seeds or hemp seeds? Yeah, you can. And it's going to be healthier for you. It's going to digest faster. And for all your athletes out there, you can end up, just take a look at the pictures that I just took. Oh, maybe 3 months ago, state championships. No fat, lots of cut muscle, all from vegans. All right, vegan diet. Next up, a study from Colorado State University that shows that stress causes what we have known, but the average person simply hasn't incorporated de-stressing into their lifestyle. A brand new study from Colorado State University shows that stress is linked to chromosomal damage. Why is that important? Because I've mentioned many times that when you exercise, you protect the body. It's one of the best single things you can do to slow down the aging process and the disease process. You're helping your body burn fat, belly fat in particular. You're gaining strength, endurance, stamina. You're lowering your pulse rate of your heart. Remember, the more beats per minute, the shorter the heart will live. The lower the beats per minute, going from 90 to 70, 70 to 60, 60 to 50, you can add 5, 10, 15 years on the length of the heart living. And that's because at the end of all your chromosomes, you have an end, and the cap that goes on that chromosome is called a telomere. And the telomere determines how tightly bound that chromosome is. So when you're getting stressed on that chromosome, it stays tight and intact. Cells divide. When they divide, if you haven't been living right, you can have a fraying or an unraveling of your chromosome, and that in turn shortens the life of that cell. So the message is this: the longer the telomere, the longer the life of the chromosome, the longer the life of your cell. And stress speeds up the shortening of the life of the cell. It unravels those telomeres because it causes oxidative stress. Cortisol, epinephrine, norepinephrine, catecholamines, adrenaline, all that when you're stressed. Even if you're not stressed for a specific reason, let's just say you walk around with some sense of existential angst, you just don't feel right. Something's wrong, but you can't put your finger on it. Well, that's causing every cell in your body to be bombarded by free radicals and stress reaction in your body. Tumor necrosis factor alpha and all these others, the endorphins which can impact your cells. So first, understand as best you can what's causing the stress, and then what are the best ways of dealing with it so you don't become prematurely aged. Because look at someone who's under stress chronically. Don't they always look haggard? Their skin changes. They start to lose their hair. Their immune system is always down. They're more susceptible to infections because those local inflammatory agents are caused by stress. All right, mindful meditation, yoga, prayer, listening to soothing music. When people are really stressed, I ask them just, and you can get this on the internet, you get all these apps, even on your phone, of rain hitting a tin roof, right? And just close your eyes, and within 3 or 4 minutes, you're out. And that doing it like a 15, 20 minute, a little nap in the middle of the daytime by hearing that, you totally de-stress. Totally, blood pressure comes down, blood sugar comes down, heart rate comes down, because you're de-stressing. And a de-stressed person is more fun to be with. You know, a stressed person is always overwhelmed. I told someone recently, I would ask why they didn't have any friends. It was one of those open heart conversations. Someone called me, who I know, and says, Gary, I'm in a bad place. I needed some input. I said, sure, what can I do? Well, I realized at my age, this person's not old, but they're not young, middle-aged. I don't have any friends. I've had friends. I don't have any now. And I'm at a place where I'm lonely. I'm stressed. I'm not fun to be around. I caught myself, and another friend caught me saying, why do you keep telling me the same story? I've heard this story 100 times. You ask for input, we give you input, and you go right back to the same old way. And that person doesn't want to see this person anymore. And they said, I don't know what to do. So I spent time. I went through a whole idea of how to de-stress by starting by living your life in reverse, meaning go back to the most remarkably stressing moments that you can remember, starting now and going backwards. How did it happen? How did you get involved? What was your role? What did you resist? What did you accept? Who else was involved? What lesson can you learn from that? And then I suggested tapping, where you tap a part of your body. If it's stress, you tap the thymus gland right there to sternum. You might tap the brain. You might tap the top of your chakra. But there's a Dr. Henry Grayson in Manhattan. He's probably the best tapping, de-stressing person I know of in the United States. But you can also work with other therapists who help you de-stress. Dr. Peter Resnick is one of the best. He has a different approach of how you look at life, how you look at stressors and say, do you need that in your life? If you don't, let it go. Let it go. Are you taking on too many responsibilities? Are you responsible for your own self? In what ways? Because think how many times we don't take care of ourselves because we're taking care of other people. How many of those other people could have taken care of themselves and didn't, and now they're in trouble. Now they expect us, and they play guilt on us, put it on us, or we put it on ourselves. Well, I've got to take care of this person and that person. No, you don't. You don't. There's wiser decisions could be made, and they shouldn't be made out of guilt and shame, because that creates stress, because you never feel that something's going to turn out right when you can't control the behavior outcome of other people, which we have no right to control except for our children, which we must control, where we see the damage that's done by their peers to their. So we had this long conversation. My hope is this person used that information. But just remember, stress speeds up the aging process. This person says, I'm losing my hair. This person says, I took a shower this evening and a whole clump of hair came out, and I'm going bald. And I said, that's from stress. I explained the mechanisms in the body that causes stress to cause hair loss, hair thinning. But also it's doing more damage than that. It's hurting your immune system. So you're going to stay in constant infection. You're going to have something going wrong in your body all the time. So the message here is this. Stress damages your chromosomes. Damaged chromosomes speed up senescence or programmed cell death, which means you could be taking 5, 10, 20 years off your lifespan. Now, if the average lifespan right now, because of COVID, reducing our life by minimum of 3 years, in some cases, some people it's more, where we were up to about 78, now we're down to about 74, 75. So imagine you're 60 and you've been stressed. You haven't been taking care of yourself, then you're at your death date. That's a harsh reality. So you should do everything you can to stop premature aging by stop overreacting to stressors in your life and turn this around, and you can. It's important, all right? And finally, cranberries improve our oral health. And this is from Poznan University in Poland. Cranberries are most often eaten in Thanksgiving days, right? However, you should be having cranberries unsweetened or cranberry concentrate unsweetened, no sugar, according to this. Why? Because it helps fight inflammation due to gingivitis. The study, which was published in the Journal of Nutrition Research, suggests that cranberries consumed as a functional drink, meaning you're drinking because it's going to function in your body in a good way, can be used as a safe and natural treatment for gingivitis. And that's according to the Poznan University of Medical Sciences in Poland. All right. By the way, just 2 weeks ago, I got a call from a friend, Elmira Goodall. Now, many of you know her because she is probably America's most well-known holistic dentist, taking the mercury fillings out. And she was talking about new information that's just come out about these mutans, Staphylococcus mutans and other strains of bacteria that are now found in the mouth that can go migrate up into the brain and contribute to Alzheimer's disease. Okay, so that's important. I'm going to show this information in its depth in the near future. But good news is she's coming down to our anti-aging study in the last 2 weeks of May, and is going to be doing daily conferences with all the anti-aging participants on everything you should know about your mouth. And you may not think it's important. It's extremely important you have a clean, healthy, vibrant mouth. And most people don't. And most people are unaware of what they eat and how they breathe and what they drink and what nutrients they're deficient in, all impact in the mouth. Oh, and by the way, University of Manitoba and McMaster's University in Canada, two studies. The Mediterranean and low-fat diet programs lower the risk of death and heart disease in patients at risk. Well, you know that because you listen to this program. This was published in the British Medical Journal. So get yourself on the healthy diet and look at the difference in your sodium levels and your heart and your blood pressure. It all makes a difference. And by the way, University of Michigan, red meat consumption is linked to early onset of girls' menstrual cycles. So much that we don't know that we should give up the meat altogether. I'm Gary Nall. That's the latest in health and healing. We're going to take a break because we have a lot of interesting stuff coming right after this. But also you can go to Gary Nall Gary Nall YouTube, and also watch the extemporaneous everyday information on Classroom on the Air. Now, yesterday I did a whole discussion on chelation therapy and how it helps so many conditions, what it is, how it started, how it's done. And I did one also on enzyme therapy. So I just keep doing all these. There's hundreds up there. You can also go to Odyssey channel, and you'll also see it in Rumble. Look under Gary Nall Library. Go to GaryNall.com. Back in a moment. Please stay with us. Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to be sharing some insights that gives us a chance to think in the broader perspective of exactly how much of our life has been controlled through propaganda, special interest groups, governmental agencies, lying to the public, and then expecting us to adhere. Right now, most Americans fear their government, and rightly so. It shouldn't be that way, but it is, and it's getting worse. So what are some of the solutions? I'm going to show you the problem in short order, then go to solutions. I'd like for you to call in and share your perspective at any point for the rest of our program. Our talkback number is 888-874-4888. And we're going to start this segment by asking you to support our WBAI sister station, where I've been for 46 years. They're just hanging on. They're having a hard time. They're months, almost a half year back in their rent, and they're having a hard time making payroll. Now, I'm sorry that they're playing my premiums all the time and preempting my own show. I wish that were not the case. But there are only three of us, it seems, who are actually raising enough income from our listeners to pay the bills, including, I want to acknowledge Tony Bates does a pretty good job. Christine is down in Australia, and she does a little bit occasionally. And unfortunately, that leaves about 80% of the funds coming into the station have to come through this program. It shouldn't be that way. So if you keep hearing different premiums, understand, I don't want to do them, but the station manager asked me, and if I don't, then we might not be lasting more than 6 months to a year in the format that we have now, the whole station. In any case, you can support the station in a simple way. It's be a BAI buddy. And how do you be a BAI buddy? You call a number. Let me give you the number, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and just say you want to become a buddy. And they just take a little bit out of your account, whatever you decide, $10, $15 a month. It really helps them. Now, here's one voice in all of the European Union coming from the British Parliament to the European Union Parliament. And boy, you can't miss what her intent is. Listen to what she's saying, though. It's only a minute long. Her name is Claire Daly. You've heard her before. I think she's a hero, world hero. We need her, a lot more of her. Here's what she has to say.
And we have just passed the 20th anniversary of the Iraq War, a war where over a million people died, where people still grapple with the after effects of the use of depleted uranium, where nobody has been held to account, for a country torn apart and a region plunged into chaos. And we have a responsibility to look back and ask, how did it all happen? Well, it happened because the people in power told us over and over things they knew were not true. It happened because a compliant media failed to ask the questions and parroted those lies day after day, beating the drum for a war of aggression dressed up as a battle of democracy against authoritarianism. So now, as another country is torn apart, another region turned into chaos, at this uniquely dangerous phase in world history, we see the same people again, baying for blood, not their own, of course, seizing the moral high ground, condemning peace as appeasement, bellowing that the only option is escalation. Well, you really have to ask yourself the question, why in God's name would we believe these liars now? We need peace and we need it now.
By the way, when the camera pulled back, it was virtually an empty place. All the other members left. Why? They didn't want to hear what she had to say. Same way in Parliament in Great Britain, same way in their Parliament in Australia. Anytime someone has the courage to challenge the lies, the other people don't want to be associated with that person. Thank goodness for the Claire Dailies. Now, what she was saying is simple. Let's break it down. She was saying we shouldn't be in this war. She is correct. I oppose what Vladimir Putin has done. But at least I understand why he did this. And I think that's a big difference. You can condemn the actions, but understand why he did it. Because we represented an existential threat, Western Europe and the United Nations and NATO, to his country's sovereignty and freedom. And he had been warning not to keep encroaching upon his border for almost 20 years. We chose not to listen to him. And now we have people on television like Sean Hannity. He is the most outspoken war hawk there is. But then the Clintons, the Obamas, all of these people, the whole corporate Democratic Party, are pro-war and anti-free speech. They're for censorship and for deplatforming, for ghosting. They're for gaslighting. They want to get rid of you if you are not on their side. What happened to the integrity, the decency, and honesty of the Democratic Party? Oh, before it was a fascist party because they started the Ku Klux Klan and they were against integration. They were against everything that would free the slaves. You forget that, right? And they, right up until the voting acts, they were opposed. Now they were perceived as being the good people, the people for unions. Well, why don't you ask all the people who lost their jobs through NAFTA, promising one thing, we're for you, and giving another, the contradictions. At what point do we say the people saying we need peace and we're going to bring peace and freedom and democracy to Libya, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Ukraine, that all we brought is bloodshed, millions dead, depleted uranium, all this, and yet we still hold the people responsible in awe. Not one of them has been indicted for crimes against humanity. And we sit back and we watch this. They are not the problem. It's easy to see sociopath, pathological liars, demented people. When people allow it, that's the problem. But she is a voice in Europe. Here's one voice in the United States, Jimmy Dore. Listen to what he has to say.
The president of the United States should be afraid of the CIA. Right. He said it on camera, and nobody, and everybody was like, Trump's crazy. What? No. Chuck Schumer just told you who runs this country, yep. And the president better watch his. He better not cross the CIA. That's what the leader of the Democratic Party said, who, by the way, he's not a leader. He's a puppet of Wall Street. How does a guy like Chuck Schumer, who I know you wouldn't even ask directions to the freeway from, I wouldn't either, these guys, how does he get to be a leader? Because he's the biggest, him and Mitch McConnell, right? They're the biggest marks. Wall Street, military industrial complex, health insurance, big pharma, they give them all the money because they're the most corrupted, and then they take that money and they give it to their colleagues so they can go get reelected, and then they have to vote for them as leader, not because they're leaders, but because of the most corrupted piece of Congress. And that's why the country's like the way it is right now, because we're run 100% by corruption.
I'll give you one example of what Jimmy Dore was just saying. According to Diane at Americans for Tax Fair Action, last week, quote, ATF supporters sent more than 23,000 letters to Congress and complaining about what was occurring with all these tax breaks. Who's getting the tax breaks? Companies that have made billions of dollars in profits and on top of that got a $1.2 billion refund. Well, how is that fair? How is it fair? It's not fair. And yet, last year, AT&T raked in $29 billion in profits and still received a tax refund check of $1.2 billion. So why don't we just stop all subsidies from all corporations? So if they fail, you do what you should. You allow it to go through a structured bankruptcy, allow the investors to lose. They deserve to lose as they deserve to win. You can't have it both ways. You can't be an ultra far radicalized capitalist saying let the free market and then invest your life savings. And as long as you're winning, you're happy. But then when things go sideways and you lose money, socialism, bail us out, government, bail us out those of you who don't have enough money to put into an investment portfolio. That's the contradiction we've been living with for a long time. This wouldn't happen if all of Congress or most of Congress weren't fully captured. That's just one example. We are nothing if not complete raving hypocrites. And it gets worse, but I'll go into that in a little bit. I want to show you some more examples. Here's a little clip, people who are waking up to how depraved those in power really are. Let's hear this.
Yeah.
Well, grow up.
We were talking in the last podcast about Epstein, and we looked at some of the autopsy photos and looked at some of the accounts, especially particularly Dr. Michael Baden, the guy from the HBO autopsy show. It's like that guy got murdered.
I got a question. Why is there no perp walk photos? Why is there no photos of him in court? Why is there no photos of him getting off the plane?
What do you think?
I have no answer, but isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Every other person who's arrested, you see the perp walk.
Yeah, including El Chapo.
Including El Chapo, including Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Literally everybody, you've got footage. The media knows where to wait.
Right.
Why is there no footage of
him? What
I don't have an answer. But it's, and the thing is, to even say this doesn't, this is weird. Conspiracy theory. No, literally, tell me what I'm missing.
Well, here's where it gets even weirder. You know that he was, like, visited while he was in jail by women? And, like, he'd have his assistant come to visit him in jail?
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like 16 hours a day, he'd get to hang out in the, like...
Wow.
...lawyer, the special room, where they would buy out all of the pop machines and snacks, all of them. And he'd just get to sit in there and hang out.
Wow.
16 hours a day.
So
they were somehow or another either negotiating with him, or they were placating him, or they were trying to resolve this issue peacefully. They were trying to figure out a way. Like, this guy knew too many people and wasn't talking. And while he wasn't talking, they were trying to, like, desperately get to him, I would assume, and stop him from potentially talking. And then while the prosecutor's closing in, while they're making this airtight case, and the only way for him to make anything more lenient is to start singing, baby.
Yeah.
La 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 la. What, remember, probably in his jail cell at night. La 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 la.
Remember?
La, la,
la, la. Remember? Supposedly.
I have a question for you. Epstein had a house in Albuquerque, a big house in New York City, townhouse, a big penthouse or big house down in West Palm Beach, and had a whole island in the Caribbean. Hundreds of celebrities and famous people and powerful people visited there. Just off the logs of how many famous people were on his airplane. That's not to suggest everybody who took a trip with him was doing so to have sex with an underage young girl. But a lot did. The FBI confiscated, when they raided his houses, they confiscated what was told to be thousands of photographs and videos. It seems like, because of his connections with Israeli intelligence and his best friend, who's now in prison, why is it that she was allowed to walk around during this whole time? Why wasn't she arrested at that time? Why is it not a single one of his friends, powerful people's name, has come out? Now, we've heard from the accusers, we've heard their stories, and he had about 1,000 or more of these young girls. He wanted to get sex 3 times a day, and he'd pay them $200, $300, and then they would recruit others, etc. So that's a lot of people to have a lot of sex, all underage, with him and his famous friends. He was filming all of them for blackmail. So we've heard some names mentioned, but not a single arrest, not a single news conference saying, here's what we have analyzed from all the diaries and all the notes. He took all these notes about people. Not a word out of that same FBI. And that's the same FBI, by the way, that here you heard about all the girls in her trial, Giselle's trial, that put her in prison. Why isn't, excuse me, excuse me, why is it not a single name came out of a single person? Are you going to let me believe that, or we're all supposed to believe that all those people went there, especially those who had predilections and had already been found committing adultery? And yeah, that's what we're supposed to believe. So, whose side are they working on? You make a mistake and see how quickly you're perp walked, how quickly everything is leaked about you to the media. Not on the most powerful of people. Have a Hollywood celebrities, Wall Street bankers, yeah, politicians. Do you ever think about that? That's the question that Joe Rogan's raising just there. Oh, by the way, I want to thank Dr. Naomi Wolf for an outstanding article. And it's called How Zeynep Tufekci and Jeremy Howard Masked America. So when you want to go to the bottom, where did all this masking come from? There was no science to support it. To the contrary, the Cochrane group has said there is no difference between being masked or not masked, except there's a lot of problems when you get masked, especially children, all day. So how did it happen? Read her article. It is brilliant. We'll try to bring her on to talk about this, about how just two people with no experience in the field, and yet the Cochrane group reviewed 78 peer-reviewed articles with thousands of participants, showed no benefit to wearing the masks. So how do we become this way? because it started with co-ops and op-eds in the New York Times about this from people who are not scientists and didn't have the background, and yet they had the inside track. It's an interesting article, so you get a little more understanding of that. I'm interested in your feedback now, so you have a chance to give us a call at 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. We'd like to hear from you. And, oh, by the way, for those of you living in New York State, be concerned because of what the governor and her friends within our legislature in New York and Albany decided to put together a law that is so broad-based that it meant that they could come into your house, arrest you, even if you're perfectly healthy, if you had your record showing you had no diseases, no exposure to COVID at all, they could put you in an internment camp, much like the Japanese internment camps or the Australian internment camps. You would not have right of appeal. You would not have right to see an attorney. Yes, going completely against your amendments, like Fourth Amendment, et cetera, and habeas corpus, you would be a prisoner of the state in the most corrupt state in America. Well, there's an arm wrestling match in California and New York, which is most corrupt. And a lawyer went in and beat them. End of story? No. They've appealed. They want to reintroduce this, and they have the power now to see that it gets passed. Let's go to that clip before we take a break. Hi, I'm Gary Nall. I believe that if you live in New York, you have a real responsibility to listen to what's going to be said by an attorney fighting on your behalf.
Gary, we should go to a break. There's not enough time left in
Flower
the show.
Cox.
But we do have Richard
She's
Gale
been an attorney for 25 years. She won a major lawsuit last year. But now the governor of New York is appealing it. Why should you be concerned? Very briefly, Bobby Ann's going to tell you what's in the lawsuit from last year, what the governor was trying to do with these internment camps. These are quarantine camps. Even if you're not sick, they could arrest you and throw you in there. You would have no rights whatsoever. Bobby Ann, please tell people as briefly as possible why this is happening, what the consequences are if they do not protest it, and how they could end up, especially if they are outspoken, how they could end up being arrested and put into a New York-made and all over the state quarantine camp.
Yes, Gary, it's exactly what this regulation would allow. So the Department of Health here in New York State, at the direction of the governor, created a regulation called isolation and quarantine procedures. And that regulation gave them incredible power. They could pick and choose which New Yorkers they could lock up or lock down. That's lock you up in your home and force you to stay there, or take you from your home and put you into a facility of their choosing for however long they want. No time restriction, didn't matter your age, no age restriction, and they did not have to prove that you were sick with a communicable disease. They did not have to prove you were even exposed to a communicable disease. So that means that they could have taken you or your child or your grandparent or whoever without any proof that you did anything wrong or had a disease, or that you were spreading your disease to other people. They could have taken you literally for any reason because they didn't have to prove you were sick. And there was no way to get out once you were locked up or locked down. They didn't have a provision that said you could test your way out, you could negotiate your way out. No, absolutely not. They had complete power over you, what you did, where you went. It was unbelievable. And we sued. I sued last year on behalf of Senator George Borrello, Assemblyman Chris Taig, Congressman Mike Lawler, and the citizens group Uniting New York State. And we won. And the judge struck it down and said it's completely unconstitutional, breach of separation of powers. And now, 8 months later, Governor Hochul has filed an appeal and she's trying to get the power back. It's unbelievable.
What can people do quickly? Give us a website they can go to be informed so they can protest this.
Yes, they can go to my website, which is coxlawyers.com, or they can go to unitingnys.com Epstein.com/lawsuit. Both of those websites will have information about this case and what people can do.
Thank you very much. We're going to say goodbye to WBAI. That's going to break away for their news now. We're going to continue on to the top of the show. I'd like to hear from you at 888-874-4888. Wouldn't believe this is happening. This is like what they did to the Japanese during World War II. Wow. I mean, of all the good things that New York has produced and wonderful people and culture, it is all being challenged now by this kind of totalitarian regime. And remember, who was held accountable for all the thousands of people who were in nursing homes, and then they would take people to the hospital who had full-blown COVID and then take them right back in the nursing home that would spread that COVID and cause many people to die? How about nobody? That's what it's like to be a part of the political machine in New York. You can act with impunity, and this is pure fascism. This is pure police state, East German Stasi. Wow. Well, I'm in the state of Florida, so try that in Florida. You won't get away with it. Back in a moment. Now, we're going to go on now, and while you're thinking about what you'd like to do and call in on, and tomorrow Richard Gale is going to be joining me, and we're going to talk about reparations, but we're also going to broaden the perspective of all the different cultures that have been prejudiced and suppressed and harmed and denied freedoms. We're going to get into this on a historical level. I think you'll find it interesting. But now, I just want to let you know we've got something good. And boy, does this really hit a button with me when around 11 o'clock this morning, Google said that they've taken down any and all of my documentaries because they didn't pass there. And they had been taking some down, but this morning it was Vaccine Nation, which everything in there is authentic and completely documented. They don't care. They're doing this to everyone that writes anything, produces anything that challenges the status quo. So just in time, here's what we're doing to fight back. Educate yourself. Have the resources at hand so when things start to go wrong, you can get ahead of that curve. If it's your health, you'll know what to do. If it's something on social issues, you'll know where the support systems are for you. I'm saying we're going to see a huge migration, the biggest migration in American history in the next 24 months, where tens of millions of people could end up going from states where they're repressive, California, Vermont, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and moving because of safety, because of freedoms, because of not having to be mandated what they must take and where they can go and can't go. They don't want the passports. You don't want the... I see the states becoming extremely critical and starting to take back the power the Constitution granted them. But more on that tomorrow. In any case, for today, I'm carrying over one more day our book bundle. I'm starting a book club. I purchased back not just the rights to all of my books from all the big publishers, Random House, Doubleday, Broadway Books, and New American Library, etc. I got about 27 titles, and I'm offering three of them. Why? Why three? Because at least if you do not know what to do and you have a health issue, these three books have an awful lot of information. There's over 2,200 pages of information. That's a lot of material. All well documented. The food-mood connection will help you understand how the food you're eating could directly impact your behavior and your mood, even putting you into a depressed or anxious state, and how to cleanse and detoxify the body. Get Healthy Now is the most important overall health book since The Complete Hamburger Nutrition, which was 1972, which was a monster hit. This also was a New York Times bestseller. It's a big book, 1,200 pages. But you name anything about health, it's got it in it. And then we have sold out of Healthy Woman, Healthy Life. That went almost immediately, all the copies. So I immediately took another book that I bought the rights back, Be a Healthy Woman. Now, it's a little smaller. It's 800 pages, just about 800 pages. Covers a lot of the same ideas, but in really great depth. So Be a Healthy Woman, Get Healthy Now, The FUBMU Connection. These are all being offered at better than what an author could get if they wanted to buy books for themselves. Generally, when I buy a book from a publisher, I might get a 40, 45%. If I bought a huge amount, they may even go up to a 50%. Generally, those are reserved just for wholesalers. We're giving you 50% off plus shipping and handling. That's a huge advantage to you. So instead of paying $85, you're only paying $42.43 plus shipping and handling. So you're getting a great discount. But more importantly, what happens if they suddenly take me off the air, deplatform me completely? What happens if you don't hear a thing about Gary Nall unless it's something attacking me? What happens if all my documentaries are now banned? All my commentaries on wokeism and identity politics and 5G? I have almost 1,000 articles. What happens if they scrub all those? And that's what they're trying to do with everyone who has a voice that challenges theirs. So at least you'll have resources at home that can help you when you need that help. So what happens when people now call and take it for granted? Oh, I'll call Luann. Don't. She is up to her eyeballs and preparing for the new health retreat and the anti-aging retreat. We're going to make it the best ever of both. They're both being held simultaneously. What happens if she can't answer the phone because she's got so many other responsibilities? You better have resources. Remember what I said the other day? Someone I know very well called me and said that they have COVID. I said, okay, not a problem. You have the protocols. No. What do you mean, no? You listen every day. You listen to the 10.5-hour webinar on what to do if you have COVID. I know, but I didn't take any notes, and I didn't purchase any of the products, and I didn't even know the name of the doctor's group that helps you. Wow. Then why do you listen to my program? What's the point of this stupid exercise? I don't want people just to listen to my program because it's an entertainment or something or distraction. Listen to someone else. Please, listen to someone else. Stop listening to my program. If you're a selfish person that doesn't help the world, doesn't help anyone, and doesn't help yourself, I can't help you engage in this kind of irresponsible behavior. Do you ever think about it? Why are there so few people ever doing anything at risk for everyone else who says, you go fight my battle, you defend me, you answer the conditions when they get so bad? That's a conversation we need to have, and no one's having it. We should, and I will. So I want you to have the tools now. I want you to have something that you can go to. If you got a viral infection, turn the page on virus. If you have endometriosis, if you have breast cancer, if you have prostate cancer, no matter what you have, I've given you the answers in Be a Healthy Woman, in Get Healthy Now, in the FUBMU Connection. Everyone needs to have these. Let's hope that you never have to use them for yourself. But what if you have a friend that's got some problems? What are you going to say? Oh, well, I'm sorry you got that. Okay, give me a call when you're better. No. You'll have information you can give someone to help them. You'll have information you can live by to prevent conditions, because Get Healthy Now deals in prevention. And Be a Healthy Woman handles every kind of issue you can talk about with a woman might face that will help her. So give a call. You're getting it all at half price, so everything is made easy. All you have to do is say, be responsible, have information, don't be like my friends, don't be like my family members, who all made the wrong choices, all got vaccinated, even got double vaccinated. One got 4 vaccines, and guess what? Gary, you know, what's wrong? What, you know, why are you saying, I don't tell people to get vaccinated or not. I simply say, do your homework. Have you done your homework? Well, you know, why should I do my homework when we've got Anthony Fauci and others doing our homework? You have to trust them, Gary. You have to trust them. No, I don't. No. But you should, and they didn't. And guess who gets a call 6 months later? And 26 different medical conditions that person has. They can't function. Now, I'm not going to say, well, I told you so. You know, maybe you're living your karma since you've always been closed-minded and reactionary your whole life. No, I didn't say that. Might have thought it, didn't say it. Because there's a certain point in life where you have to stop making bad choices and blaming it on everyone else. And all I seem to be surrounded by now are people who make mistakes, don't take responsibility for them, will never acknowledge their own vulnerability, their dark side, and expect someone else to rescue them. That's the world we live in today. That's the entire American population, if we're honest. Because look at how in the hell did 65% of the American population become obese. You don't wake up every day and say, I want to be fatter. I'm not fat enough. No. We play tricks on ourselves. We try to justify what we eat, what we drink, who we associate, who we vote for. Have you heard anyone complaining about voting for Obama, how they were lied to, or Clinton, or Bush? Very few. How about in the media? None of them. So now, don't make excuses. Become proactive. Put health on your side. The Food Mood Connection, get healthy now and be a healthy woman. How do you get them? Two ways. Call this number, 877-627-5065, 877-627-5065, or call Neil or visit him in the Vitamin Closet Monday to Saturday, noon to 8 at 646-926-5430. And these books are only there until the inventory is gone. We don't have a lot. The Food Mood Connection left. I think we've got 45. We sold almost everything, hundreds of books the other day. Get healthy now, be a healthy woman, the Food Mood Connection. Until inventory is depleted, you have a chance to put health on your side. Have a nice day. Now, Utrecht Lead.